This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vindrani Rejana. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in Assam today. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma takes stock of damage to public and private properties following recent unrest in Tura. Nagaland Food and Civil Supplies Department assures of no shortage in domestic LPG cylinders in the state. Election Commission team meets senior officials of North Tripura District in run-up to Dharmanagar Assembly by election. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar in the afternoon, lay foundation stones and flag off projects worth 4,570 crore rupees. He will lay foundation stones of a road infrastructure project, Assam Mala 3, and six roads, including four flyovers and two bridges, in the Bodo Territorial Council area. The foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop will be cemented in Kokrajhar, and three new trains will be flagged off by the Prime Minister. These are Kamakhya Charlapali Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express, and Narangi Agartala Express. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Kokrajhar before travelling to Guwahati, where he will inaugurate several development projects worth around 19,680 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also release the 22nd instalment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.3 crore farmers across the country. Mr. Modi will lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees at Silchar tomorrow. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday visited several localities in Tura, headquarters of West Garo Hills District, to assess damage to public and private properties following recent unrest. He interacted with residents who were cleaning debris and restoring public spaces and lauded their strong spirit of unity and community cooperation during difficult times. The Chief Minister also met the Deputy Commissioner, officials of Meghalaya Police and security personnel deployed in the area. He directed the district administration to ensure necessary assistance to affected localities. Mr. Sangma appealed to citizens to uphold peace, respect and brotherhood. Meanwhile, District Magistrate Vibhor Agarwal, in a notification, said that curfew will remain in force from 12 a.m. on the 13th of March until 6 a.m. on the 14th of March, unless withdrawn earlier. A four-hour curfew relaxation will be allowed from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today for residents to purchase essential commodities and medicines. A control room has been set up in the District Disaster Management Authority office in Tura with phone numbers 600992, 6806 and 1077 for the public to make inquiries if needed. Meghalaya's Food and Civil Supplies Minister Mithodis Dkar has assured that the state has sufficient LPG stock and urged citizens not to panic or resort to hoarding of cylinders. The domestic LPG supply for households remains the government's top priority, the minister said yesterday. Priority is also being given to essential institutions such as hospitals, hostels, Anganwadis and welfare kitchens. The government is coordinating with transport authorities and oil marketing companies to ensure uninterrupted movement of LPG tankers and cylinders across Meghalaya. East Khasi Hills Deputy Commissioner R.M. Kurba noted that along with the rest of the country, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has been increased slightly in the Shillong region to 1,005 rupees each, including carrying charges. The Nagaland Food and Civil Supplies Department has assured that there is no shortage of domestic LPG in the state and that sufficient stock is currently available in the market. The department has urged consumers not to panic or engage in hoarding, which may create artificial scarcity in the market. Distributors, retailers and individuals have been warned of strict action against black marketing, overpricing or unauthorized sale of domestic LPG cylinders under the Essential Commodities Act. A three-member team from the Election Commission of India held a meeting with senior officials of North Tripura District Administration and police in Dharmanagar yesterday. Officials from the State Election Department were also present in the meeting. The team reviewed the arrangements being made for the by-election in the constituency. They inquired about the facilities being provided at each polling station to ensure the convenience of voters, including Divyangjan. The date of polling is yet to be announced. The Dharmanagar Assembly seat fell vacant since the demise of Tripura Assembly Speaker Biswa Bandhu Sen on the 26th of December last year. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday said district quota recruitment in Arunachal Pradesh has been put on hold as the matter is currently sub judice before the Guwahati High Court. Responding to a query in the Assembly, Mr. Khandu said more than 100 vacancies exist under the Staff Selection Board, but recruitment based on district quota cannot proceed due to a stay order from the court. The government is pursuing the case through the Advocate General and hopes for an early resolution. Once the court vacates the stay, the Staff Selection Board will immediately carry out district-specific recruitment, the Chief Minister assured. The first phase of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concluded after 5 sittings yesterday. Chief Minister Nepu Rio said the state government is working to sign a memorandum of understanding to hand over the half-constructed multidisciplinary sports complex in Dimapur to the Sports Authority of India. The Assembly also took up the laying of administrative reports for 2025-26 from 22 departments and the presentation of reports of the Assembly Committee on Public Accounts, among other businesses. The second phase of the session will begin on the 26th of March. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kim Chan Singh assured the State Assembly yesterday that the incident involving death of 2 individuals in Thowai village in Ukhrul district would be handed over to the National Investigation Agency for proper investigation. The Chief Minister made the statement in response to a calling attention motion moved by Congress leader K. Meghachandra in the House on the fourth day of the ongoing 12th Manipur State Assembly's 7th session. The Chief Minister also expressed his desire to initiate a departmental inquiry in misappropriation of central-sponsored schemes and manipulation and inclusion of beneficiaries for PM Kisan scheme. Home Minister Govindas Kontujam expressed deep concern over the prevailing law and order situation in the state. He urged communities to shun violence and engage in peaceful dialogue and negotiations. The Assembly passed demands for grants worth over 8,208 crore rupees for 12 different departments for the fiscal year 2026-2027. In Manipur, the 21 persons kidnapped by unknown armed miscreants at Shankai Kuki village in Ukhrul district were released yesterday unharmed at Litan police station. The representatives of the Tangkul civil society organizations received 21 persons, which includes 5 females and 16 males. Later, they were handed over to their family members. The civilians were kidnapped by unknown armed miscreants at Shankai Kuki village in Ukhrul district. Mizoram's Social Welfare, Women and Child Development Minister P. Lal Rinpoche informed the State Assembly yesterday that measures have been put in place to safeguard and support transgender community. Responding to queries by Leader of Opposition Bu Lal Chandama, the Minister stated that the Mizoram Police Department established a transgender protection cell on the 15th of July 2025 to address issues concerning the safety and protection of transgender individuals in the state. Mizoram Education Reforms Committee has notified educational institutions across the state to observe Mahni Taung Hman Ni, a day dedicated to encouraging the use of one's mother tongue. Educational institutions have been urged to allow students to speak and interact in their respective mother tongues outside classroom teaching hours. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole has emphasized that the state follows a zero-tolerance policy against drugs and is taking strong and coordinated measures to combat trafficking and substance abuse. The Chief Minister said that the fight against drugs is a top priority for the government of Sikkim, and substance abuse poses serious social, health and economic challenges, particularly for the younger generation. Sikkim has adopted a multi-pronged approach involving strict law enforcement, community participation, awareness campaigns and rehabilitation support to effectively address the issue. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.